破生命之道第三集，荣耀主，来做我们互相勉励。
The topic I share today is a living word of life, glorify God.
第三条诫命就是不可妄称神的名。
The third commandment is do not misuse the name of God.
通常我们所听到就是不要妄称神的名，就是假如说如果我们向别人借钱的时候你不要说我是信耶稣的。
And for example, an illustration of this is when you borrow money from someone, you shouldn't say, because I believe in Jesus.
奇怪哦，这个借钱跟耶稣的名有什么关系啊？
So what does borrowing money have to do with the Lord Jesus' name?
有些人就好像喜欢把主耶稣这个名字拿做担保，你看盖的印章，这个绝对不会跳票的。
And,
我绝对还给你的。
And some people like to use the name of the Lord as a kind of a guarantee that they will repay what they borrowed.
请这个。我们借钱是借钱，这个主的名是主的名，不要合在一起。
And so borrowing money is one thing, and the Lord's name is another, so don't mix them together.
也请不要拿这个主的名来在我们生意上盖印章啊！哎，我是信耶稣的。我这个做生意就是真材实料的，不会骗你的。
And do not use the name of the Lord as a guarantee when we do any business.
所以通常我们所了解的这个不要乱称神的名，就是不要乱用这个耶稣在生意上啊，还是。就说口头上这乱喊。
And so we to not use the name of the Lord God in vain is to not to misuse the name of God, which is Jesus.
可是如果我们去思考，不要乱用神的名。其实主要的内涵呢，就是我们要来荣耀主，因为神不希望他的名受到侮辱。
But the spirit behind this commandment, not using the Lord in vain, is actually to glorify God.
我们每一个人呢受了洗。
Because all of us have received water baptism.
当我们受了洗的时候，其实主耶稣宝血遮盖我们，我们成为主耶稣的人，那主的名也印在我们身上。
And after we receive baptism, His blood has covered us, and we have become His people, and His name is imprinted on us.
所以在第三诫我们不只是不要乱用神的名，而是我们要积极的尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来荣耀神的名。
And so not only should we not take the name of the Lord in vain, but we must glorify God with all of our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind.
那今天想跟大家分享七点在七个方面我们可以来荣耀神的名。
And so today I'll share 7 points in how we can glorify the name of the Lord.
第一点，我们看诗篇六十六篇的第二节。
And please turn to Psalm 66, verse 2.
诗篇六十六篇第二节。
Psalm 66, verse 2.
诗篇六十六篇第二节。
Psalm 66, verse 2.
歌颂他名的荣耀，用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发明。
Verse 2, sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious.
在这里圣经教导我们，我们用诗歌来荣耀神的名，还有荣耀神的作为。
Here the Bible instructs us to honor his name through songs and praises.
在这里讲的唱赞美诗唱歌赞美神，不是口是心非
And so here it does not mean that we should just sing outwardly.
而是从我们心中口上心和的来唱出赞美神。
But rather our inner feeling and our outer actions are in one accord in praising God.
这是一个很简单的事情我们可以做的。是生活当中我们就把这个赞美诗呢哼在心里面，不然就唱出来。
And this is a simple action that we can do in our daily lives to just sing out hymns and songs of praise.
因为真的我们今天得到神的很多恩典，我们今天可以动，可以吃，可以如果我们生病过，我们就知道说不能吃，不能喝，很痛苦要打点滴。
And because we receive many blessings from God, and if we've ever been sick, we know how difficult it is, and we appreciate being able to do regular things.
可是我今天发觉到说，今天有很多年轻人宁愿听那个热门音乐世俗的音乐，不喜欢唱。这个赞美诗。
I've noticed that many of the youth today love to listen to pop and secular music and stay away from hymns and praises.
让我感觉好像说这个世俗音乐比赞美诗还好，这个神的赞美赞美神这个不美这个热门音乐才美。
And so it seems like to them, pop music is more beautiful. than songs of praise.
真的显示我们神在我们当中没有在作王，也是显示了我们真的不是很真的在追求啊。
And also shows that God does not reign in our hearts, and that we are not actively pursuing Him.
所以第一点，那我们常常呢来颂赞神。
So the first thing that we can do to glorify God is to praise Him.
从我们心中来唱出来。
From the bottom of our hearts, we sing praises.
第二点。
The second.
我们看彼得前书第二章的第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书第二章的第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书第二章的第九节。
1 Peter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
第二个方法荣耀神，就是来宣扬神的美德。
The second way to glorify God is to proclaim the praises of Him.
我不知道我们有没有把我们所得到恩典，我们知道我们在这里好几位是因为患难碰到患难来信主神解决我们问题。
And some of us here have come to believe in the Lord due to our afflictions.
那我们得到解决以后，我们很乐意的跟别人去分享神给我们的恩典。
And after our afflictions have been resolved, we are very willing to share our experience with others.
可是有时候日子久了，好像这个恩典没什么体验到了，就比较少讲了。
But as the days go on and we experience less of these blessings, we speak about it less and less.
我们一直追求说我们的恩典呢是恩上加恩，一直不断的。那我们有很多的恩典继续跟别人分享。
We should pursue after blessings upon blessings so that we can continue to share these experiences with others.
那么有些年轻人是说我从小就在真耶稣教长大，我没有什么碰到什么患难。
And some of the young people say that I've been born in church and I haven't really experienced any afflictions.
其实我们在教会里面听到好的故事，神的教训还是有什么体验，祷告什么体验，这也是神的恩典。我们也可以把我们所得到的跟我们家人朋友分享。
But when we're in church and we hear about good testimonies and other experiences from brothers and sisters, this is also a blessing that we can share with others.
那最可怕的是，我们其实没有在追求，说我们里面呢一无所有，在属神上面一无所有。
But what's dangerous is that not only do we not proclaim His praises, but we feel we have nothing to share, nothing inside.
有时候我们跟别人分享不是关于神的恩典，而是人的是非这个不好的东西知道很多。
And it was even worse is that not only do we not share with them, but we rather we share with others about things that is not beneficial.
我通常去访问人的时候，我也希望如果他们没有赞美诗我都会想拷贝一些赞美诗给他们听。
When I go on visitation, many times the people who I visit, if they don't have any hymn books, I would make copies of hymns for them.
这个 CD 这个光碟片，没有赞美诗的光碟片。
I would
给他们。
I would make CD copies of hymns.
你知道吗？有时候年轻人在教会我看他们说，看一个两个耳机对不对？这个一个 iPod 什么东西两个耳机，一个听这个。一个听一个这个，另外一个听完另外一边。
I often see a youth with their iPods. One person has one of the earbuds, and the other person has the other.
我很好奇我说你们在听什么？这么好听，大家在分享。
And I'm curious, and I ask them, what's so good that you're listening to that you're willing to share with each
other? 他们也说你听听看。
And they allowed me to listen.
乒乓乓乓。
And it was a lot of booms and beats.
奇怪，这个赞美诗会不多分享一下，分享那些。难道神没有那么美吗？神那么难看的，是不是？这个世界这么好看，所以要跟别人分享世界嘛
？And I find it quite odd that they don't share rather the praises of God, but rather share that these kind of secular music is the music of God, not beautiful.
连我们分享这个赞美诗也是一种宣扬神的美德。
So for us to share hymns of praise is also a way to glorify God.
所以我们不要去。不要宣扬那些不需要的。
So let us not share or spread those things that are unnecessary.
第三点。
The third.
来荣耀神的名，我们看箴言十五章的十八节。
To glorify God's name, let's look at Proverbs 15 verse 18.
十五章十八节。
Proverbs 15 Proverbs 15, verse 18.
箴言十五章十八节。
Proverbs 15, verse 18.
十八节。
18.
暴怒的人挑起争端，忍耐的人止息纷争。
A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention.
我们要荣耀神啊，就是我们不要吵架。
To glorify God means that we must not argue.
真的，我们想想看，吵架真的荣耀神吗？
If you think about it, does arguments glorify the Lord?
有时候配偶吵架。
Sometimes when spouses argue.
有时候我们跟儿女吵架，是跟父母亲吵架。
Or there's argument between the parent and child.
有时候我们跟弟兄姐妹吵架。
Or brothers and sisters.
有时候我们跟婆婆还是公公还是岳母吵架。
Or grandparents or a mother or father-in-law.
有时候我们跟我们的工人啊，就是不是同工的人吵架，在公司里面。
Or our co-workers.
反正我们发觉到说，我们差不多跟每一个都吵架过。
And when we think about it, we probably argue with everyone around us before.
但想想看，如果把它录起来啊，我们吵架的时候所说的话，那种脸神。
And if we were to record our expression while we were arguing.
真的看一下录起来看一下，这不荣耀神。
And if we were to look at ourselves, we would know that that is definitely not glorifying God.
所以我们有时候对啊，有些有人有缺点。
And so it is true that people have weaknesses.
那就像这次这个陈传道勉励我们的，神常常是借着不完全，周围的不完全来造，来使我们在内在的完全。
And the preacher Chen shared with us that God allows the imperfection of our surroundings to make us more perfect.
所以借着人的缺点，我们可以什么？有爱心包容来帮助他们来更完美。
And so through people's weaknesses, we can show more love and care and to become more perfect.
所以请大家留意当我们要吵架的时候，想想神的荣耀在哪里。
And so please be mindful as we are entering into an argument, is God glorified in all of this?
好，我们看第四点。
Let's read the fourth.
箴言第三章的第九节。
This is Proverbs 3 verse 9.
箴言第三章第九节。
Proverbs 3 verse 9.
箴言第三章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9.
你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣神。
Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase.
我知道我们有时候在生活上有这个回转这个礼物的习惯。Recycle the gift.
And I know that in our lives, we often practice recycling the gifts that we receive.
因为有些礼物我们用不到。
And because some of the gifts that we receive, we have no use for them.
送就说丢掉当太浪费。
And it's kind of wasteful to just throw it away.
那就是把那个包装啊，重新再包装一次，后来贴一个这个是给谁的一个名片，那个卡片，后来就送给别人。
And so we may repackage it and put a different card on it and give it to one of our other friends.
我不是说这样做是错的。
I'm not saying that this is a wrong thing to do.
可是看你送给谁啊。
But it depends on who you're giving it to.
我就讲个例子好了。
I'll give an example.
可是不是有一次有个传道去访问了。
And so one time a preacher was visiting a member.
那访问完后，这个弟兄啊就说传道啊，这个有个礼物啊，来给你。
And so after visiting his brother offered the pastor a gift.
这个礼物是个就是食物了，没有什么包装，就是这个袋子嘛，就包放在里面，给传道。
And the gift was just food, packaged food, in a bag.
那这传道说你不需要给啊，我访问你不是说为了礼物啊。是因为关心你啊。
And the pastor said, you don't need to give me this gift. I come to visit you not for gifts, but rather just to show concern and care for you.
弟兄呢就说没关系啊，你就拿去吧。
But this brother insisted and asked him to take the gift.
那反正他们就推来推去。
And so they kept going back and forth.
那最后这个弟兄就跟这传道说了。
And so in the end, the brother said to the pastor.
传道啊。
He said,
这东西啊放在我冷冻库啊三年了。
He said, this food has been in my refrigerator for 3 years.
你就拿去吧。
Just take it.
那这个时候传道听完以后啊，不知道是要哭还是要笑啊。
And after the pastor heard this, he didn't know whether to cry or to smile.
什么东西啊，放在冷冻库三年了，还可以吃吗？
Thinking that this gift that he received has been in the fridge for 3 years. Is this even edible?
那当然这个传道后来反正就是把它收下来，反正这是他的好意吧。
But although it wasn't the best gift, but the pastor received it anyways because it was a show of goodwill.
那我在想说啊，我们只要奉献东西给神的话，
So I was thinking that if we were to offer things to God,
我们会不会这样做啊？
Would we do something similar?
我家的沙发太老了。
The couch in my house is getting quite old. 我听过传道说有一个有信徒奉献沙发，这沙发。 I've heard of stories where members have offered furniture, and then the furniture that they offer to the church, once you sit down in them, you can't even get out of it.
还是最近要买一个新的吸尘器啊，那旧的去哪里啊？奉献给教会吧。
And so, or a member may say, "Oh, I want to buy a new vacuum cleaner. I'll just give my old one to church."
我觉得教会很可怜，神也很可怜。
I think the church and God is actually quite pitiable in this situation.
我们不是用最好的来爱主，我们是把剩下的来爱主。Because
we don't use our best to offer to God, but rather what is left over.
我相信有些弟兄姐妹看过这个活水的这个杂志，我们教会出的杂志。I'm
sure many of us have seen the magazine called Living Water.
那有一个图片，我相信有人看过，就是说在深山里面，照个就说周围就是绿绿的山。 后来有中间呢有一个小丘，那小丘里面呢有很多，小丘上面有很多房子。
And I'm sure we've seen the image of a mountain, a very green and lush mountain, and within it, or in the center of it, are some houses.
那中间呢，这个是一个水泥盖的会堂，上面写真耶稣教会。
And in the middle was a concrete built church with a name inscribed True Jesus Church.
那你周围看一下呢，看到都是草屋啊。
And if you look around it, all the other houses are made of straw.
我这看了也觉得很感动啊，这些人呢，真的教会比他的房子还要好。
And I was touched by this image because the church was built with better quality than their own homes.
可是呢，有一次我去一个教会。
But one time I went to visit a church.
真的让我很心痛。
And it caused me some grief.
很多人家庭的比教会还要好。
Because many of the members' homes were much nicer than the church.
屋顶在漏水。
And the church had leaking roof.
还是没有修好。
And it wasn't being fixed.
地板裂乱七八糟。
Or the flooring had cracks.
窗户也是裂的，后来拿那个塑胶布啊贴着。And
the windows were patched up.
根本不能挡风啊。It
couldn't even block any of the wind.
冬天聚会的时候冷得要命。And
it was freezing during the winter time.
老鼠一堆。And
it's full of mice.
连猫都可以跑进来。And
even stray cats come in and out.
里面还有松鼠。And
there were even squirrels that came in.
有时候想起来真的像动物园。And
so when I think about it, it seemed more like a zoo than a church.
怎么会这样子？
How could it that be?
可是啊，自己有家里有老鼠，赶快处理啊。
But if you were to have discover a mouse in your own home, you get rid of it immediately.
所以我们要像大卫。So
we must be like David.
大卫说啊，他住在香柏木树的盖的房子。
David said that he dwelt in the house.
他想到神的约柜啊，是在帐篷里面。
In the grand house, in the house of God was in a tent.
我们要今天思想，哎，我家有的，哎，教会有没有？
And so we should think to ourselves, what we have at home, does the church also have?
大卫所准备给神的家啊，比他自己家还好。
What David prepared for the house of God was even better than what he did for his own home.
所以用我们的这个财，神给我们的财产呐，来荣耀主啊。And
so we should use the inheritance that God has given us to glorify His name.
这财产不只是这个钱。And
this inheritance is not just consist of money.
这也是包括我们一切所有的。It
also includes whatever else we have.
包括我们儿女。
Including our children.
我记得我来信主的时候啊，我听了个故事啊，重复给读给讲给大家听了。
And I remember when I first came to know the Lord, I heard a story that I like to share with everyone.
说到有一个执事啊, 他有三个儿子。
It was talking about a deacon who had three children.
老大是个工程师。
Now, the first was an engineer.
老二呢是一个老师。
And the second was a teacher.
那老三呢什么都不是。
And the third was didn't really have a career.
做很多事情不太会做。
And they did many things, but was not really good
这个父亲呢,
at any one of them.
这个父亲呢就为这个孩子想。 该怎么办?
And so this father thought, what should my youngest child do?
我知道了。
Oh, I know.
让他做传道。
Let him be a pastor.
这个传道工作也不错嘛。
Because the job of pastor is pretty stable.
不知道，我觉得神很可怜，常常被我们欺压。
And so when I think about this, I think God is quite, it's quite sad that we only give what's left over to God.
不好的东西啊,
we often leave the things that we no longer need for God.
在有一次有一个教会,
and one time in another church,
负责人告诉我说,
the council member told me that they're not receiving anything.
只收现金。
They're only accepting cash.
我说奇怪，怎么这么现实啊？
And I was thinking, why are they so realistic?
问他们以后，才告诉我说，以前啊，有人啊，就是奉献什么沙发，就是旧的东西啊，往教会的这个停车场丢过去，停车 parking lot.
Okay, so after speaking to him, I discovered that in the past, members have donated furniture and stuff and just tossed it onto the parking lot.
因为东西太多了，连那个外邦人啊，想说我们停车场也是垃圾堆啊，也丢垃圾过来啊。And
so there's so much the stuff there that they look like a garbage that even outsiders threw their garbage onto our lot.
所以现在什么都不收，只收现金。
And so now they don't accept anything except for cash and checks.
可能那边没有这个传道的辅导还是怎么样，所以走比较极端一点。
And so maybe perhaps they didn't have a counseling from the pastor, so they were moving to a more extreme stance.
这个奉献所有也是包括我们体力。
And so to offer our all includes our energy and our strength.
如果我们看到这边有个垃圾,
when we see trash on the floor,
我们不要想说, 反正又不是排我, 今天清扫。
I don't think that since I'm not assigned for doing cleaning duties today.
捡起来垃圾丢掉, 这也是种奉献啊,
but to pick up that piece of trash and to throw it away, this is also a way to glorify God.
奉献我们所有的,
to offer up our all.
好，我们看第四点。
Let's see the fourth point.
看马拉基书第一章。
This is Malachi chapter 1.
马拉基书第一章的第六节。
Malachi chapter 1, verse 6.
马拉基书,
the book of Malachi.
第一章的第六节,
chapter 1, verse 6.
到第八节,
through 8.
马拉基书第一章第六节,
Malachi chapter 1, verse 6.
藐视我民的祭司啊, 万军之神对你们说：“儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人，敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我在何事上藐视你的名。”第七节。Verse 7。你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽你呢？因为你们说。 主的桌子是可藐视的。第八节。Verse 8。你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的神长，他且喜悦你，且能看你的情面吗？这是万军之主说的。读到这里。
And we'll read till here.
这里记载的神对祭司所说的话。Here records God's sayings
to the priest.
在新约，其实每个信徒都是祭司。And
in New Testament, all the believers are considered priests.
神所要求我们的献祭的时候，要按照神的这个精神、神的这个律法来献给神。And
God wants us to sacrifice in His according to His Spirit and His laws.
那这些人没有按照这个。 规章细节是圣经以外了，这些没照按照圣经上的教训来做事。
And these priests did not offer according to the way as recorded in the scriptures.
当然我们刚前面提过，就像说奉献一些物质上的东西不是最好的。
And of course, we mentioned earlier that sometimes we offer things that are materially, physically, is not the best.
那其实，在我们服事上呢，我们也要注重于我们的态度我们的动机我们所做的方法是不是神所喜悦。
But in the work that we do for God, we must also focus on our own attitudes and to see if the way we are serving is correct in the eyes of God.
我们知道在世界上真的有些人不是我们不是我不是在讲我们的教会了，真可是普遍都有有些人是挂羊头卖狗肉就是用基督教在讲基督教，可是其实在荣耀自己，让自己得好处。
And broadly speaking, generally speaking, there are people who preach Jesus Christ, but are actually doing it for their own benefit.
那有时候在服事神上面，有时候人会很用自己的意思来做事情。
And sometimes people use their own will to do the work of God.
有时候甚至提到人说如果这个人不出，我不能跟这个人一同合作来做事情，这个人要出去，否则我不做。
And sometimes you hear things that like I can't work with this person, they must leave, or else I'm not going to do this work.
我们应该怀着谦卑态度大家学习对方他的顾虑，也满足尽量满足每个人的顾虑这样我们做的事情呢会更美。
And so we must serve with a spirit of humility and to understand each other's worries.
吵架真的
so we can work together better.
不好看。
And getting into fights and arguments is not good.
我们不只是把事情做完，我们也记得我们在做的事情是一种献祭。
And so not only do we need to fulfill the work that we're assigned to, but we must also remember that this is the work that we're doing for God to please Him.
我们做事情也不是要讨人喜欢，还是要让人觉得很好。后来，就是有些人做事，有时候说不定是因为要跟他结婚，让他有对他开始做圣工对，让这个人觉得他是一个很热心的人。
And so we do. We serve God not for our own benefit, and there are even some people who serve God so that others can see that they're outwardly that they're serving God, and it may give them even more benefit.
有时候在教会听到说，这个人家翻译是因为父母亲要他翻译。
And in the church, I sometimes hear that people do the work of interpretation because their parents force them to.
最主要是翻译，不清扫厕所不重要。
And because their parents only want them to interpret and not clean the bathroom.
为什么呢
？And why is that？
因为在站在上面，大家可以看得到。
And because when they stand on the pulpit, they can be seen by others.
而且可以显耀他的英文国语很好。
And they can also show off their language skills.
这个不对的。
And this is not the right motivation.
真的，我们没有在尊敬神，荣耀神。
And truly, this does not give any glory to God.
所以有很多方面我们做圣工真的要按照圣经的教训。
And so, in the work that we do for God, we must do it according to the spirit of the Bible.
有时候我知道我们教会有时候为了省钱，当然会买最便宜的东西，这是有时候是好的。
And I know in the church that in order to save money, we often buy low quality things.
可是东西坏掉还要再做一次。
But when the things break, we must repurchase.
所以我们要为这个价钱着想，可是要为这个品质着想。
So we must take cost into account, but also quality.
否则东西坏了又坏掉了，人家会想说这个到底在做什么？
Because if things in the church continually break, people might wonder, you know, what
we're
doing. 还有
我们在做圣工的时候不要埋怨。
And when we're doing the holy work, that's not complain or grumble.
因为有爱就不会埋怨。
And because when there's love, there will be no complaints.
那有埋怨，其实就爱显示爱很小，所以这做起圣工来就不漂亮了。
And so when there's complaints, that means that there's not enough love. And so once you do the work, it's not as beautiful as it would have been.
我们都出于甘心乐意，要做就做，那不要做没关系。
And we should do it out of our own willingness.
那我们看第六点。
The sixth point.
我们看箴言十四章的三十一节。
Let's read Proverbs 14 verse 31.
箴言十四章三十一节。
Proverbs 14 verse 31.
箴言十四章三十一节。
Proverbs 14 verse 31.
这里说欺压贫寒的是辱没造他的主。
怜
悯贫乏的是尊敬主。
31, he who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy.
通常我们想说我们不会犯这一条。
And most of the time we feel that we will never break this command.
因为这个人已经够穷了，像他再拿钱了，也是很难。
Because the poor is already very pathetic, and it's hard for us to even oppress them.
可是有一种欺压穷人，就是用那种藐视的眼神去看人家。
But one way that people oppress the poor is that they look down upon them.
可是这种藐视眼神，我们都体验过，真的会让人家受到伤害。
And it really hurts the people when others look down.
特别是台湾，我知道我是从台湾出来的，从台湾就从小听到大，就是说有一句话这样说：你要好好读书哦，不好好读书以后就会捡垃圾哦。
And so since I grew up in Taiwan, I often hear, as I was growing up, I often hear people remind me saying, you must study hard or else when you grow up, you may be taking out you may be a garbage man.
小时候一听到就很反感。
And I was very turned off by this ever since I was young.
那好吧，那就不要捡垃圾。
So I was thinking,
没有人做捡垃圾。
Okay, well then no one would need to take out, no one would take care of the garbage then.
我们家的后院可能就变成垃圾堆啊。
And then our own backyard would become a landfill.
感谢主啊，他们愿意捡垃圾。帮助我们。
But thank the Lord, there are people who are willing to take the garbage to help out the society.
在有些种族文化里面，这种清扫啊、捡垃圾啊，都是他看起来比较低贱的。
And so in most cultures and societies, picking up trash is considered something that's lowly.
在东方国家里面，就是如果有个师字，老师、工程师、律师、教师、传道师。反正就有诗的这个就是好的，这是我们要追求，鼓励我们儿女这样去做。
And so in the Eastern and the Chinese culture, professions that such as teachers, engineers, anything that has
teaching, that's above, that's a high position. Yeah.
Anything that's of considered high position is what they encourage people to go for.
那甚至我们有时候这个穷人看到富有人看到穷人这个没钱的。
And then when a rich person sees a poor person, they often mock them and look down upon them, saying that they don't have money.
从哪里来的背景？
Or they're not from a certain background.
这个人没有文化，没有读书过。
Or this person's not sophisticated or cultured.
还是这个人，对不起因为有些人我住在纽约有些人说这是做餐馆的。
Or and since I came from New York, some people even look down on people who open a restaurant.
不是做餐馆就是这是在服务台还是？
Or look down upon people who work in restaurants as a server or or waiters.
我听到的时候我就很气，我就不太高兴。
And so when I hear these things, I became very uncommon inside.
帮你好好煮菜，给你好给让你享受。
Because
服务台的人服务你，你还妈藐视他。
I think that these people are working so hard to prepare food for you and to serve you, and yet you look down upon them.
好啊，那不要服务生嘛，我们就那个厨师煮菜完后。厨师煮菜的时候，我们就是跑进跑出，看看怎么煮好，后来再把菜放在桌子上。
And so, if there were no servers and waiters, we would have to go in ourselves to get the food from the chef.
所以这个是我们普遍看到这种藐视，这种不对啊。
So this is very prevalent throughout much of society.
神给每个人不同的恩赐，不同的机会，所以他们有不同的工作。所以大家可以彼此的帮助
And God has given different gifts to different people so that they can help each other.
所以我们不要藐视他们。
And so let us not look down upon anyone.
我发觉到说神什么时候人会藐视人呢？真的会从他们不会说了，不会说出来。可是，在什么时候会说出来呢？
Many times we don't say it explicitly, but what are instances where we will look down on people and speak it out?
在立执事的时候，还有在是儿女结婚的时候。
And what I've observed is during the ordaining of a minister or before a person's son or daughter is getting married.
在例子是有一次看见说有人说，这个人没有文化，不会读书。
I witnessed this before, that during the ordination of a minister, someone said that, oh, this person's not qualified, he's not cultured, he's not educated.
我真的很难过啊,
and when I heard this, I was very sad.
圣经上说做执事的需要这个会读书吗?
Because in the Bible, did it say that in order to become a minister, you need to be educated?
没有吧? 圣经好像信主那么久了,圣经 他不知道规矩是什么,神想是什么,或者说他不能做,因为他没有文化。
And so that's why I felt that it was very inappropriate of these people to look down upon the person because he wasn't educated, because it had no biblical basis.
其实有些人不愿意生在非洲啊,他在生在一些地方没有机会受文化,受教育啊。
And some people, it was not in their own choice to be born in certain third world countries, and therefore they were not privileged to any education.
可是我们竟然把神给我们的恩典,让我们可以受教育去藐视别人。
And yet we use the grace that God has given us to look down upon others.
自己很好,别人很差,不是这样子啊。
And to puff ourselves up, and to look and despise others.
第二点。 我所看到的是结婚的时候就开始有这种歧视。
And the second observation I made is that before a wedding or before marriage, the parents often look down upon the other party.
有一次我传福音给我的表妹。
And once I preached the gospel to my cousin.
表妹和我是从小长大的。
And she and I grew up together.
那有一次我传福音给她的时候，她说：“你不要跟我讲。”
And when I was trying to preach to her, she said, don't talk to me about believing in Jesus. Because the people in church are all hypocritical.
我就觉得很奇怪,你怎么会有这种观念?我就说,你为什么这样说?
And I asked her, why do you say that?
她就跟我说,你知道小时候有一个我的朋友啊,一个女孩子啊,跟我一起是好朋友嘛,她的名字是什么? 她说,对啊,我认识她,她怎么样了?
And she told me about a common friend that we both knew.
他说, 他后来做医生了。
And she said that this friend had later on became a doctor.
他父母亲是去这个其他教会。
And their parents, her parents go to a different church.
那这个女孩子后来喜欢一个印度人。
And so this girl fell in love with a person of a different ethnicity, an Indian person.
那这个我的表妹就说啊。 这个基督徒啊，因为这个种族的原因呢，就是纯粹是为了种族的原因，对不对？不允许这个他的女儿嫁给印度人。
And so she was telling me that the parents of that friend would not allow her to marry the person of a different race.
不是他品德不好，也不是这个其他不好，就是种族。
And they were, and not because he was lacking any way, but only because he was of a different race.
甚至告诉女儿说，如果你嫁给他，我们父子关系、父女关系一刀两断。
And they even threatened her, saying that if you marry this person, we will disown you.
所以我的表妹就很反感了。基督徒自称说啊，拜的是公义的神，可是行出来的是偏待人、藐视人、不公义。
And so I was very, my cousin was very repulsed by this, and she said that Christians claim that they worship a righteous God, but yet the things that they do are not just at all. Let's refer to James chapter 1, verse 2.
But 第二章第一节.
James chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节.
James chapter 2, verse 1.
雅各书第二章第一节.
James chapter 2, verse 1.
我的弟兄们,你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督,便不可按着外貌待人。My
brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality.
我觉得这印度人也够可怜,他生出来也不是希望他是印度人。
And I think this Indian person was kind of pitiable because he couldn't choose where he was to be born.
可是他就受藐视。
But yet he was looked down upon.
那圣经告诉我们不要用外貌待人。
And the Bible teaches us not to show partiality based on appearance. Because we are actually defaming God.
自称说是拜这个真正的神，没有这个偏待人的神，可是却偏待人。
Because we proclaim that we are worshiping the one true God that shows no partiality, but yet we do ourselves.
所以在很多人的心中里面啊，有时候我们有种偏见啊，就是这个白种人最高。
And so sometimes we have this stereotype that the Caucasian people are considered
我不说出全部的人, okay? 白种最高，黑种人最低。
I'm not speaking of all, but I'm just saying generally, people have the stereotype that Caucasians
黄种人在中间。
Caucasians are the highest, and African Americans are the lowest, and the Asian yellow skin or Asian Americans are in the middle.
那这个在黄种人当中呢，又有分阶级的啊。这个日本呢、啊，还比较先进啊，这个比较高级一点。Yeah. 那比较这个落后的国家，这个是三级的啊。
And this common stereotype is that even within the Asian race, the Japanese are considered more superior than some of the southeastern countries.
这样对吗？
Is this the right?
可是这是在我们深根蒂固啊！我们信主后要把这个拿走。我们要看这个人的信仰，这个人的这个原则，不是看他的外表。
Yeah, is this the kind of attitude that we should have when seeing others? Once we believe in Christ, we should throw all of these misconceptions out.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章三十节，第七点，来荣耀主。
The seventh point, the last point, let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
第二章三十节。
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30.
撒母耳记上第二章三十节。
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30.
第二章三十节。
1 Samuel 2, verse 30.
第二章三十节，这是神对以利所说的话。
This is what God spoke to Eli.
他虽然是大祭司的神，可是给他一个原则。
Even though he was a priest, God gave him a principle.
因此，主以色列的神说：“我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必看重他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。”
Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, Far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
我们要在事情，在很多事情，在一切事情上，我们要努力的来尊敬神。
And in everything that we do, we need to strive hard to glorify God.
最近有发生一些事情。
Recently, there have been some happenings.
有些年轻人在讲道的时候，在好像在做笔记，打电脑。
Some of the youth sitting in the congregation during the sermon, they seem to be taking notes on their laptops.
其实没有在。不是在做笔记啊，其实在打 email 啊，打电子信啊。
No, but actually they're just emailing instead.
有些人呢，这个听道理的时候，在这个在做笔记啊，其实什么，在一边听这个股票的降跌啊，一边在抄等一下做什么事。
And so some people appear that they're taking notes during the sermon, but in actuality, they're listening to the stock prices, the market news of the day, and jotting down notes from that.
还有啊，这有时候迟到是发生一些意外是可以的啦。那有些是习惯性的迟到。
And sometimes there are exceptions to being late, but some people are habitually late.
其实哦，迟到的人不是对讲道人迟到啊。
No, but the people who are late are not disrespecting the speaker.
其实我也不太管的。
Actually, I don't really mind.
因为不是对我在，你不是跟我在守时间。
Because I'm not tracking anyone's time.
我们来教会其实对神，所以迟到哦，你要想想看哦，神高兴不高兴？神很慈爱，可是他一直忍耐哦。
No, but when we come to church, we don't come to church on time. We know that even though God is loving, but God is still being patient with us.
所以我们尊敬神呢，我们早点过来，早点祷告，
准
备我们的心。
Respect God, we should come on time and prepare ourselves for the day of worship.
快来不及了再来教会。
And don't wait until the last minute before you leave the house for church.
所以我们今天提到七点，我们如何来荣耀主的名。
And so today we mentioned seven points on how to glorify God.
第一点就是唱诗，从我们心中唱诗赞美神。
First is to sing praises, songs of praise out of the bottom of our hearts.
第二就是来传福音宣扬神的美德，我们得到恩典，告诉跟别人分享。
The second is to share and proclaim the grace and blessings that we've received with others.
第三，我们不要吵架。
The third is do not argue.
第四呢，用我们财产来荣耀神。
And the fourth is that use our possessions and our inheritance to glorify God.
第五呢，我们按照神的规矩神的教训来侍奉神。
And the fifth is that we serve God according to His principles and His rules.
第六，我们不要去藐视。用外貌去看别人。
And sixth is that we do not look down on other people.
最后呢， 我们来早点来教会来准备我们的心。
And lastly is to try to come early to the church to prepare our hearts.
听道理说好好听。
And when we're listening to the sermon, listen to it carefully.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
322首。
Let's rise and sing hymn 322.